You're listening to Central Time. I'm Mike Arnold in for Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Summer is the best time in Wisconsin for local food lovers. Every week there's something new to experiment with at the farmer's market.
And one ingredient that they can really enhance some of those fresh summer flavors with is garlic. And on this Food Friday, we have Lori Skelton with us talking about different ways to incorporate garlic into your summer cooking.
And we're taking your calls on garlic, too. What's your favorite way to use garlic in summer recipes? Do you ever use garlic in sweet recipes like Lori did? What's your favorite garlicky dish? You can call in, share your recipes and your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Lori Skelton's one of WPR's in-house foodies and a Food Friday regular. Lori, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thank you.
Now, what inspired you to spend the last few weeks cooking with garlic?
I made a mistake a couple of months ago. Somebody called in a few months ago and was asking about garlic scape pesto. And I had just pulled the first green garlic out of my garden, and I was so excited about it, I got the green garlic mixed up with scapes. Green garlic are those first new plants of garlic that you have to pull out of the ground. You have to thin out of your garlic patch after they've wintered over. What garlic scapes are, it's the actual flower of the garlic plant. It's a firmer stalk than green garlic. Green garlic is going to taste more like a green onion, although with a little sharper flavor. Garlic scapes, you need to trim those off of your plants.
And do they taste like garlic?
They do taste like garlic. Huh. They taste like a very bright flavor of garlic. It's a firmer stem, if you will, and it makes it really great for making pesto because of that firmer texture. You can also chop it up into salads or use the whole stalk as a garnish for your Bloody Mary.
Can you get that at the store, though? I mean, I don't really
see that very often. I am seeing them.
Not that I'm looking for garlic much. But
I am seeing them in a few stores, and they're all over the farmers markets right now.
If you know
anyone with garlic plants, they may be looking to get rid of some. So they're out there. You just have to ask.
Okay.
So did you cook with all that stuff this time around? The scapes, the bulbs, and the green garlic? Did you really garlic it up with all the different varieties?
I had to be a little bit careful because I'm singing Carmina Burana with the Milwaukee Symphony Chorus tonight. So I couldn't go too overboard. But yes, I did. Green garlic, garlic scapes, and whole garlic in so many different ways. Whole garlic cloves, and in some cases, whole heads of garlic made it into the experiment, which is not a problem for me. I love using garlic. But it was nice to focus on how do you use it specifically for summer recipes? How do you use garlic to play up some of summer's distinctive flavors?
Now, why do you think garlic's good for summer stuff? I mean, is it because everybody's outdoors and it doesn't stink the whole place up, or what?
That is a part of it. And I'm sorry to say, the old wives' tale about if you eat garlic, you won't get bitten by mosquitoes, that is not true. I wish it were. I'd be so good if it were. I think one of the lovely things about it is, as I discovered, garlic is very versatile. There's a lot of ways you can work with it. And what I really enjoyed about garlic recipes in the summer, there are a lot of things that show up at this time of year that are cool and wet. Tomatoes, cucumbers, honeydew melon, and for some reason, garlic.
Honeydew melon and garlic. I'm sorry, I'm just stopping right
Well,
there.
Think about it. You very often can make a gazpacho, a cold soup, with tomatoes or with cucumbers and greens, or sometimes with a base of melon.
Oh, okay.
And throw in some garlic. Garlic scapes are great in soups. Chop up some of those scapes. And so if you're doing a gazpacho with honeydew, yes, garlic would be wonderful. And that's one of the things I discovered that I really didn't know. There's something about the sharpness of garlic that really plays well with summer cool, wet ingredients.
Right, I need to get more adventurous with this because I think garlic and I think tomatoes, and then my mind stops. Tomatoes. But you've got so many other things, and one area you're looking at is condiments, where you could, maybe that's a good way to dip your toe in the garlic pool and try some new things. Just what you can dip stuff in. What kinds of condiments do you use it with?
Most of us have roasted garlic in the oven. But think about the grills going. Toss some garlic cloves with a little olive oil, maybe a little bit of water to keep them from burning. Wrap them up in a packet of foil. Throw that on your grill, and then you've got that to spread on your hamburger buns, or perhaps, dare I say it, your bratwurst.
Whoa.
Garlic bratwurst.
Garlic bratwurst.
If you roast a couple of heads of garlic, that'll keep in the refrigerator for a couple of days, especially if you put a little olive oil in with it. You can also pickle garlic cloves. And we all love pickles in the summer. It's that lovely little tart zing on the plate with everything else. Pickled garlic is so much fun to play with. You work with a clear vinegar brine, real simple, white vinegar, red vinegar, cider vinegar, and you can either use just a plain herb. I like thyme or savory, or you can get a little creative with mustard seeds and fennel seeds. But a quick pickle of garlic, again, you can keep that in the refrigerator. You don't have to worry about canning it, but chop it up and throw it wherever you want. Throw it in your coleslaw. Mm-hmm. Throw it onto an antipasto platter. You know, have it something to just nibble with. Chop it up in your hummus would be another good one.
That's a cool idea.
And so there's pickling, there's roasting, and then there's what is known as confit, where you cook something low and slow. You're basically poaching it in oil, and then you store it in the oil you've cooked it in. And garlic is great for that, whether you're using straight olive oil or you've got some herbs with it. You can also make a confit with garlic and firmer vegetables like fennel and lemon are great, cooked, again, low and slow, poached in oil, and then put in the food processor, blitz just a little bit, and then you've got this lovely, chunky, savory condiment. It's great on grilled chicken, great on grilled fish.
Oh, that sounds very good.
Yeah.
That's great. So that's what confit is. It's sort of like a...
Anytime you cook something in fat and then store it in the fat you cooked it in, that's confit. We think about duck leg confit, but you can do other things.
I don't, but some people do, I guess.
That's a classic, a classic French dish.
Yes,
is
I've
you
heard
preserve
that. Right,
you
yes.
preserve your duck in the duck fat, but you can do it with vegetables as well. And garlic is wonderful when you use. It's confit.
Wow. We're talking with one of WPR's in-house foodies right now, getting inspired with garlic right now, all kinds of garlic, garlic scapes, green garlic, garlic bulbs. And Lori, here's one delicious recipe that you've shared with us, garlic salad dressing, which is a lovely way to go. You get your veggies, you get your garlic. Share what's in this one.
This, again, so simple. You take a couple of cloves of garlic, about a cup of extra virgin olive oil, your favorite vinegar, red wine vinegar is a good one for this, a large egg yolk, a little bit of sugar, just a little bit of mustard, salt and pepper, throw it in the blender, blitz it for 60 seconds, and you've got something that's a step up from your basic vinaigrette, but really isn't that much more difficult. I love making my own dressings, but after a while, you want something other than just a basic vinaigrette. And knowing how crazy we are about ranch dressing in this state, I think creamy garlic vinaigrette is a really good compromise.
Might be good with cheese curds.
Actually, it would be phenomenal with cheese curds.
You can bring that in next week for us to try.
Oh, thank you. I know what I'm making for a snack this weekend. Perfect.
Well, we have that recipe, by the way, up on the Central Time Facebook page. If you try it with some fried cheese curds, let us know. Snap a picture or bring it by the office next week, something like that. Well, Laura, you didn't just stick with things that were, you know, kind of safe, like the ranch dressing, step up. You went a little nuts. You went with garlic ice cream, which is a little exotic.
Yeah, that was
Make the case for garlic ice cream.
When you want something to end your meal, but you don't want to go over the board sweet, that is one perfect place to put garlic ice cream. I was basically working with a simple vanilla custard into which I put a couple of heads of roasted garlic.
Yeah, couple of heads.
Yeah.
Wait, so that's
what? A lot of garlic.
12, 15 cloves.
That explains a lot.
It was about 3 tablespoons of garlic paste. So yeah, about 15 cloves worth. And a little bit of sugar.
It's very aromatic. You made some for us earlier, and it definitely has a garlic smell to
you
it.
You smelled it before you tasted it.
As I mentioned to our coworkers as they were trying it, this is not something you're going to want to eat a large bowl of. This is when you want a little something. But the pungency of the garlic, and of course, when you roast it, it does pull some of the strength of the garlic back a bit. It does make it sweeter. When you've got the pungency of the garlic with the creaminess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I would agree with that.
You know, yeah. I mean, think about fettuccine Alfredo. That's garlic and cream. That's just warm. In this case, you've got garlic ice cream. It's cold. You've got that as a possibility as a dessert. Some people did suggest you could make a sundae with it by using a more savory topping like salted caramel or cinnamon chipotle chocolate.
Oh, that's a cool idea. That makes sense. I could see that. Yeah.
But then you've also got this as an option to play with savory foods. Somebody suggested that we use it for a roasted veggie salad. Specifically, he said roasted beets with a little dollop of garlic ice cream in the middle of the plate would be a really good idea. Inside a half of a tomato or half of a honeydew melon, you could put your garlic ice cream in, scoop a little bit of melon and a little bit of ice cream.
Yeah.
And
but you're not going to put it on a sugar cone. That's all I'm telling you. Based on my experience with it, I would not want to do that.
Probably not. It's probably not something that you're going to be licking slowly throughout the afternoon. You want to concentrate on this flavor and have just a little. I don't think there's enough. I don't think you can put enough on a sugar cone to make it work.
We're talking to Food Friday regular Lori Skelton about how to incorporate garlic into our summer cooking.
And we're taking your calls on this. What is your favorite way to use garlic? Do you have questions about how to cook with garlic? Are you a garlic fan? Do you have a favorite garlicky dish? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And tell us what you think about this notion of garlic ice cream.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Mike Arnold.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're picking up our discussion about garlic now with Food Friday regular Lori Skelton.
And we're taking your calls, too. What's your favorite garlicky dish? How do you use garlic to jazz up your recipes? What do you think about that idea of garlic ice cream? We'd love to hear what you think about garlic today and your suggestions for garlic recipes. You can call us at 800-642-1234. Or you can post to the Central Time Facebook page. Let's go to the phones right now with Paul from Madison. Paul, welcome to Central Time.
No, thank you very much.
What's your garlic story today?
My brother-in-law attended cooking school and came up with this fantastic idea, which I really enjoy making. And it's an orange and onion and garlic salad.
Wow.
Put it in a nice clear bowl. Mix up your oranges, maybe some grapefruits, but citrus, some Bermuda onions sliced up with that, and a whole bunch of sliced garlic. And you can serve it just as is, or maybe a little bit of grits, a little sugar, if they're like grapefruits, a little tart. That's it. It's fantastic.
Wow. So when you were first served this up, were you afraid of it, or was it interesting to you from the very beginning?
No. Orange and onion, no. And garlic, no. No. It reminded me sort of you know, mom with peaches and cottage cheese and the curdle. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you usually serve alongside of this? What does this accompany?
So we have it for normal picnic fare. So it'd be brats, burgers, what have you.
Wow. Orange, onion, and garlic salad.
It sounds amazing. I'm assuming that you make this a couple of hours ahead of time and the onion sort of mellows a bit. So does the garlic?
Yeah. Yeah, and generally you want to use, you know, a pretty sweet onion. You don't want to get in there and, you know, blow your sinuses apart.
I don't know.
Or
summer cold, you might have to.
Yeah.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
All right.
Well, Paul, thanks for that call. We appreciate it.
And we're going to go next to Barbara. Barbara joins us from Madison. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I love the conversation about garlic. Garlic is one of my favorite things to put in almost every dish.
What do you like to put it in?
I put it in everything. I'm a chef, so I cook a lot of Mediterranean food, so it's the basis of things. But I wanted to say that because I teach cooking classes, a lot of people, because they don't have the instruments that make using garlic easier, like the garlic ricer or the garlic crusher, just getting a knife and chopping it up seems unwieldy for them. So I have a suggestion.
Okay.
I take a whole bunch of garlic cloves and I put them in the food processor, and I whiz them up, and then I keep that in the refrigerator and just use it, you know, usually use it up within 3 or 4 days and then do it again. But it makes putting the garlic in the dish so much easier.
And Barbara, how long would it keep in the fridge like that, do you think?
A week.
Yeah, it is kind of onerous. I agree. When you have to peel the garlic and chop the garlic, it can get old, even though I love garlic.
Although I don't like those garlic presses. I've heard from some chefs that they can actually, because of the way you press it, they can actually play up the odorous, the sulfurous compounds. So I love your suggestion. Get a lot of them done all at once, blitz them in the food processor, and you're good to go. Great idea.
800-642-1234 is the number to call. We're talking about garlic. If you have some ideas you'd like to share with us, go ahead and do that. But right now, let's go to Deborah from Brown Deer. Deborah, welcome to Central Time.
Hi. Well, I want to say I often let a little segment of garlic dissolve in my mouth, so I wouldn't have to add it to the ice cream. I'd just have to eat the ice cream. But
right.
I was telling the your call of your the producer that this would be a recipe with garlic to use in your garden, and I googled it while I was waiting, and it came up on Birds in Bloom magazine. Pairing roses with garlic doesn't sound like a match made in heaven, does it? But it really is. Garlic protects roses from not only bad bugs, it can also help prevent fungal diseases. Aphids don't love garlic. In fact, they hate it. Ants and snails aren't huge fans of garlic either. In addition, studies show that garlic has antifungal properties, which help keep fungal diseases like black spot at bay.
Wow, Deborah, thanks for that. So garlic, not only can you eat it, but it also protects things.
That may explain why I've never been able to grow roses in my backyard. I've never grown roses and garlic simultaneously. May have to give that a try.
Give it a try. And we're going to go to Nick now. Nick emails, what is the best, he thinks the best use for garlic is always pizza. I've got a recipe for buffalo chickpea pizza with white garlic sauce, and it's my favorite. This is kind of yummy. And Lori, what about garlic on pizza? How do you like it?
You really have to ask me that?
See, I think there's two ways to go here. You could say in the sauce, or then there's the giant cloves on the pizza.
I say yes.
To both.
To both. Really.
To both. All of the above.
Yeah. One thing that I love using roasted garlic for on a pizza is mix it up with a little olive oil and brush that on the crust, especially if you go to the edges of the crust. That's a lovely place to find an unexpected pop of garlic.
That's a great idea.
But yeah, I'll take it in the sauce. I'll take it sliced on top. You know, this time of year, I wouldn't be surprised to see some chopped garlic scapes on top of a pizza, especially if you're one of those really ambitious people that grills their pizza outdoors. I think garlic scapes on a pizza would be amazing.
That seems like a cool idea, and it would look healthier for some reason or another, because the scapes look more healthy, right?
Like a salad green.
Yeah, exactly.
This
lovely
bright color against all that red.
Yeah. That's cool.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go to the phones again. Seth from Madison, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, hi. Thanks. So my wife has taught me how to marinate like a skirt steak or something, and then I put it on the grill. And we use olive oil and then maybe lime juice, I think, and garlic chopped pretty small but not tiny and crushed. And then a bunch of other spices she puts in there. I don't really know what she does. And then it looks beautiful. It sits around for several hours, and then I put it on the grill, and all the garlic just falls right through the grates. So is there some way to save that? It's such a loss.
Have you ever tried making a marinade with garlic powder? Not garlic salt, garlic powder.
Oh, well, this is garlic powder. No, then it would just stick on there, I suppose.
I think you'd have a better chance of it sticking on there. Of course, there you might run the risk of, depending on how hot you're grilling, that may burn a little. But I think that would actually contribute to some of the fun char that's going on.
Is there any benefit to running that through a blender before you use it? I mean, would that help keep it from falling off?
Or? Actually, no, because my experience with garlic is when you chop it, and then you put it into, if you're talking a marinade, you've probably got an acid in there, a vinegar, or, as you say, lime juice. That is going to do a little bit of taming down of the garlic flavor. It's not going to be as sharp. So if you're noticing you've got no garlic flavor, what you might try is either garlic powder in the marinade, or you might try a different kind of marinade. There are a number of dairy-based condiments like tzatziki or raita, where you've got yogurt and garlic, or something I found out about researching the show is something called toum, which is Lebanese, where you're basically emulsifying about 3 to 5 heads of garlic with a lot of olive oil. You blitz it in the food processor for several minutes, and it comes out looking like a fluffy cloud. This is what you use to marinate your shawarma. So if you are marinating in something that is dairy-based, that might also help.
Okay. Well, Lori, thanks so much for being with us today. This was an interesting discussion.
Absolutely, and very, very fragrant.
That was Lori Skelton, one of WPR's in-house foodies and a Food Friday regular. She was with us to talk about how to use garlic to spice up our summer cooking.
And don't forget, we've got recipes for that garlic ice cream and creamy garlic dressing. Also, I think a video of WPR people eating some of this garlic stuff up on the Central Time Facebook page.
Really? Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
I am indeed.